Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Many persistent organic pollutants, known as POPs, were originally developed a half century ago and used, for example, as pesticides or to boost crop production. Lasting decades before breaking down, POPs like DDT and PCBs were ultimately banned as health hazards by wealthy governments because they accumulated to dangerous levels in human fatty tissues. Once banned, the oceans and polar regions slowly absorbed and buried them, trapping them in ice, snow, tundra soil, and deep ocean currents. Thus, POP's atmospheric levels had been declining over the past decade. But climate change is forcing them up into the atmosphere, a recent study published by the journal Nature Climate Change has found, reports Catherine Bagley at Solve Climate News. Climatologists at Environment Canada, the Canadian Environmental Agency, found that as climate change heats up oceans and melts sea ice and snow, the buried pollutants, known as legacy POPs, are being re-released back into the atmosphere. Once back in the air, they can be carried virtually all over. If these remobilized pollutants re-enter the food chain and start accumulating in living tissue once again, the results could be disastrous for wildlife and humans. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.